She's all clean.
Halo is a small, gray, poodle-type dog. She was born without eyes, and when her new mom, Karen Owings, talks to her, Halo twists her head adorably in response. Owings describes her first encounter with Halo at Groomingdale's, a boarding kennel and pet store that also serves as home base for the Ketchikan Humane Society.
Halo was there in Gretchen's office and didn't see her at first until Gretchen pointed her out and then gave me a little background about her and kind of tugged at my heartstrings. So went home and talked to my husband and called Gretchen the next day and applied to adopt her. And here she is.
Here is Owings' office at Alaska Canopy Adventures, a zipline tour near Herring Cove. She's not officially supposed to have a dog in the office, so nobody tell her boss. But Owings says it's just for during the off-season and just until Halo gets comfortable with her new family.
I didn't want to leave her alone that long. So until she gets used to us and comfortable and has a stable life, because I don't think her history has been too stable. Just wanted her to know that she was okay.
Owings mentioned Gretchen earlier. That's Gretchen Moore, who owns Groomingdale's and fosters mini pets for the Humane Society. Moore was one of Halo's caregivers when the dog first was rescued. During an interview surrounded by playful toy poodles at the kennel, she recalls Halo's condition.
So when she first came in, she was very, very frail. She weighed 4 pounds, 3 ounces. And should have weighed quite a bit more. She was an outside doggy, is what we were told, tied up outside. So bringing her in the house the first few days, she did a lot of panting, which is normal when you're used to being an outside dog and you're now an inside dog.
But Moore says Halo quickly adapted to living indoors and despite her blindness, figured out how to navigate the house.
She would actually count her steps, and she knew exactly where the master bedroom was. And she'd count her steps and then make her little turn, and into the bedroom she'd go, which was her favorite place in the bedroom.
Can you describe what that looked like?
Kind of like a little pony that would pull her feet all the way up, and she'd sort of use those as her white cane.
Agnes Moran volunteers as a foster caregiver for the Humane Society, and she also took in Halo, who quickly adapted to that new experience as well. Moran says her 15-year-old son instantly took over and carried Halo everywhere.
When we had to go on a trip and we brought her back to Gretchen, Gretchen says, oh, she's gained weight. I said, yeah, because she never walked anywhere.
Moran cites Halo's experience as an example of what the Humane Society does best.
One of the things about Halo for me, and which I always love about the Humane Society, is like a second chance.
Heather Minch is a Humane Society board member and is the one who gave Halo that second chance. She found the dog while trolling Facebook. She does that often because many people use social media to get rid of unwanted animals. Minch says she saw that someone was giving away an older blind dog and knew she had to step in.
You know, not everybody is equipped or understand a sightless animal. And so that's one dog that just needed, it was going to need someone special. And, you know, the first person on Facebook that said I wanted, that's where that dog would have gone. It might not have been doing the dog any favors.
Placing a special needs pet is one challenge, but a more common one faced by the Humane Society and the municipal animal shelter is placing older pets, seniors, or even just animals that are not baby cute anymore. But Minch says there are benefits to adopting an older animal. For example, with an adult pet, you know what you're getting. Also,
you know, maybe you don't want to commit to another 18 years. Maybe you say, you know, I don't want to go through puppyhood, the awful teenage doggy years. I want to get an 8-year-old dog. They're calm, they're quiet. You know, they might not need as much exercise, and that fits better with my lifestyle.
Halo appears to fit in very well with the lifestyle of her new family. They have a pug that's about the same age, and Karen Owings says the two small dogs play well together. Halo now has a soft bed, warm laps, and plenty of love.
She's due for a good turn.
And you plan to give it to her?
Well, yes. It's a great house to be a dog. There's a lot of spoiling going on.
and that's the best gift a dog can get. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.